back here. We haven't even started the show. We're not allowed to argue.
Exactly.
Man.
I've already been here for a day.
6:17.
Immediately against me. I'm just kidding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's finally here.
Feels like it kind of showed up pretty fast for me.
Well, yeah. It's because you finally dragged your butt back to work yesterday.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm just kidding about that last comment. I didn't mean that. Okay. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
It is Friday. We got a big show planned for you. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us at 7.
Woo!
Also, just in time for the championship battle between David v. Goliath. It's going to be stellar. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Okay, but that totally happened like thousands of years ago.
A battle of epic proportions.
Oh, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Something else.
Well, no, it's David and Goliath. That's kind of how I see it, you know, if I'm being honest.
Well, yeah.
House of Heroes is obviously Goliath in this battle.
Oh.
You know.
I had that backwards, too.
House of Heroes and Mumford & Sons in the championship round today.
I am so excited to see how this pans out.
March Morning Madness coming to an end in April.
This comment was made to me yesterday.
Huh.
Because I was talking about, I was like, oh, well, we have March Morning Madness tomorrow. We're sitting around like a campfire hanging out. And my husband's like, oh, yeah, it ends in April. And I was like, actually, it does every year.
Yeah.
In basketball, it ends in April. And I felt really good about myself.
Boom!
Like, yes!
Yeah! Take that, you campfire people! I'm actually kind of proud of you right now.
No, I was really proud of myself, too.
Good job. Wait, you were around a campfire?
Yeah, it was really random.
What? Yeah, it sounds pretty random.
Yeah, I was at my sister-in-law's house.
And they have a campfire?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They're like, hey, you want to start a fire? I'm like, heck yeah. And then I forgot, oh, dang, I have to wash all these clothes now. Because usually I wear my pants like 2 or 3 times before I wash them.
Oh, gross. Cool.
Yeah.
I guess we're just being transparent today.
Yeah.
Just sharing everything.
Sorry, I didn't realize. But yeah, and I'd only worn those once, and I was like, dang.
All right.
I just lost life out of these pants, for sure.
Sorry. What are you going to do?
Wash them.
Oh, right.
Just
going to
wash them.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. March Morning Madness ending in April. February?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good
just
morning.
Skipped us ahead a bunch. Yeah. March Morning Madness, this morning, 7 a.m.
Took 11 months to complete.
It did. It's been a really, really long
competition.
Yes, it's amazing. Even longer than American Idol.
Oh, which I heard got the worst ratings ever.
Well, dude, it's Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj,
Randy.
I like Keith Urban.
Oh, Keith Urban is on there.
I was going to say Kyle Urban, but it's Keith,
it's
right?
It's Keith, yeah.
Okay, good.
Married to Nicole
Kidman. Okay, yeah. I don't know any of his music. He just seems really nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know any of his music.
I couldn't tell you a single song he sings.
Okay.
Matt from Spoken, Matt Baird.
Yeah.
Crazy Keith Urban fan.
What?
Seen him like 1,000 times in concert because he thinks he's like this incredible, incredible musician.
He's an Aussie.
I'm ruining all the cool in my friend's hard rock band.
Turns out, I just lost respect for him.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, 6:20, I just realized. A little behind schedule here with the phone call.
Oh, shoot.
Hey!
I got to give Mitch massive props for the March Madness.
I know, right?
That was sweet. Kudos, girl.
Thank you.
Get it. Get
here, I'm going to right there one more time.
Got it.
There it is. Get it.
What's up, Molly?
I got a joke for you guys.
Oh,
snap. You beat me to it.
You beat her to it. I can't believe it.
I'm pretty pumped about it, too.
It's fun joke Friday.
Why did the cookie cry?
Why?
Because the mother was a wafer. So long.
Oh, man.
and then what do you call pig that knows karate?
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, what?
A pork chop.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Best way to start a Friday. I love you guys.
I love you too,
Have
bro.
An awesome day.
You too, man.
Oh, he
All
is
right.
the best.
Yep. Good old Wooly.
Yes.
He's good. He's good people.
You know, I'm expecting a call from the Jeter boys. this morning.
Oh, man. Can I just say, Fun Joke Friday has ruined dinner time because every night now, they tell me all the jokes from the day that they're planning on calling in with on Friday.
Okay. So, I was ecstatic to be at your house a few nights ago, and they'd be like, hey, Mitch, tell her that joke. Tell her that. No, tell her this one.
Every 3 seconds. Finally, I do. Okay. Hey, you know what? No more jokes. No more.
And everyone looked at you like,
yeah, I was the ruiner of fun. I did.
What the heck is wrong with him?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No.
I destroyed our fun picnic.
Yeah. Ugh.
Sorry. I'm that guy.
Oh, yeah, we went on a picnic, didn't we?
But today...
Get it? Because it's a whole picnic.
Yeah. I got it, thanks.
Okay.
Today's Fun Joke Friday.
You didn't acknowledge my joke.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to acknowledge all the rest today. For Fun Joke Friday, you can get yours in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also hashtag it on the Twitters.
If you would like.
And we will totally
read them.
Yeah. Well, looks like Thebes posted something. What's coming June 10th?
I'm trying to find
out. Mitch, what's coming June 10th?
Something really important is happening on June 10th. Hillsong.
Okay.
Mumford is coming June 6th.
It's House.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Ugh. You know what?
I'll be there.
Whatever.
I may have already got my...
I saw him at Red Rocks. So,
whatever, who cares? I'm coming to New Mexico.
They filmed a Blu-ray for my show that I went to.
Yeah, no one cares.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static! Great Awakening, let me hear. Static Radio. It is Friday, 6:31, which means time for Fry News Day!
Breaking news! A new study reveals many men think they are leaner than they are. The study showed a quarter of overweight guys guessed their weight range was at least one category less than it really was in reality.
Really?
Really.
Than it really was in reality.
Yeah, I added really, so didn't have to say that.
Yeah. That was the story?
All I have to say about that story is,
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever. I bet you if I jumped on a scale, I could guess to the pound how much I weigh.
I could too.
Well, you're a girl. That's for dudes.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll probably weigh yourself like every 8 seconds, right?
No.
Do you have a scale in your house?
Unfortunately.
Like, do you even own a scale?
Actually, yeah, I do. And I have one friend who comes over all the time and she's like, can I weigh myself? And I'm like, yeah, it's where it usually is because I don't even have it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a scale. We don't even own a scale.
It's not super necessary.
Yeah. True story.
We got one for our wedding, which is the only reason we have one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a random wedding gift. Like, hey, when you get married, you're going to gain some weight, so...
Well, here's the thing.
Just want to make you conscious of that.
I didn't. Here's the thing. I think I put the scale on our registry just for the sake of having... Like, I was like, if I'm going to get a scale, it better be nice, and I'm not buying it myself.
And so that's pretty much what wedding registries are for.
Yeah.
You should also utilize that someday when you guys actually have kids. And for the baby registry, just start registering for random stuff. Like, we really need a mixer.
Yeah.
We could use a mixer for the baby. We could really use this barbecue grill for the baby.
Yes. I really want to get all the stuff I don't want to buy myself.
Right.
So.
For the baby.
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 For the baby. We're so lame.
Fry News Day!
James Iwaskew was riding in his bike home in Tempe, Arizona. The other night when he heard someone yelling by a fence, James found Jeremy Lockridge hanging upside down on the fence. His leg was impaled. Lockridge was taking a shortcut home when he hopped the fence and accidentally slipped, landing on the spike.
Okay.
Once on the scene... Once on the scene, paramedics cut the fence to get Lockridge down. He was taken to the hospital with the spike still in his leg.
Oh, why? Was that the story that you were like, I'm going to read it anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the tingles and jangles. Everything's going white. That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, it's a good thing we don't have spikes over at the skate park.
Because people totally jump that fence.
They totally do. We have had to go
over
there.
No jumping.
Right? Hey, these are the times of the skate park. Yeah, we don't need to adhere to that. Oh yeah, We got Steve over here, and he will make you adhere.
Yeah.
He's like Odin. He's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Big old Norse guy. Nordic or Norse? Is there a difference? Nordic track. That's that thing to help you lose weight. Nordic track?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about right
now. You know.
Literally everything.
How my brain works at 6:30.
It's not really working.
Nordic. Right. Norse? Vikings.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. What are they?
I don't know.
Norktic?
I told Steve this
Arctic,
yesterday.
Right?
Right. But
so they're Nordic.
Oh my gosh.
Norktic.
Shh.
So you told Steve what yesterday?
That history was second period every single year for me, so I would just go to sleep. Like
what?
I was, it was just like the class that I went to sleep in.
I learned not a whole lot in history. We watched like Last of the Mohicans.
That's way better than
Glory.
I had this teacher who I was convinced was a caveman, and all I remember is talking about Neanderthals
wow.
the entire time.
That was before the Geico commercials, like before it was cool to be a caveman.
Yeah, totally.
He was like one of the original cavemen.
Yeah.
He was a hipster caveman.
And he had this really low monotone voice.
Kind of like us right now, because it's 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Or kind of like you, really.
Aww.
I'm kind of like, hey! And you're like, hey. Hello.
Can I finish breaking news? It's a really crappy story, but I'm
Friday
anyway.
News Day, sweet.
Breaking news. A New Mexico man who was once accused of biting off a piece of his girlfriend's toe was arrested again. This time for trying to slice off her big toe with a cigar cutter.
Why? What? Who? Who? Where would you?
Thank you, New Mexico. And that's your news for the day.
If the dude previously had a thing with, like, biting
why
toes,
would you go back?
Why would you have to expose your feet
well, why
to
would
the
you
gentleman?
Okay.
No, there's nothing gentle or man about him.
Okay. Why would you be back with him in the first place?
Hey, you know what?
Hey, you tried to bite off my toe.
But I love you, girl.
But my toes.
Yeah, but
I need them for balance.
But I... Amazing. There's your breaking news. Static.
Hey, Norse is like kind of different than Nordic.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Because I know, never mind. You know what? I got this all messed up. Nordic is the
Norse
Viking.
It's like from Skyrim.
And the Norse, they invented that code, the Norse code.
No, that's
Morse code.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they have that street named Morris in Albuquerque, Morris Code. It's like Morris Road. Morris Road.
Right, because Morris Day and the time invented Morris Code.
Yes.
Ow! Boom! Hallelujah.
Is that why we got the Super Mario's theme song?
Maybe.
Okay.
Thanks for the call and clearing that up,
man. Yeah, no, we totally get it.
I would have been lost all day.
Yep.
It's Friday.
Fun joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Stay on, Mitch.
In the morning?
Static. Spells. Song's called Escapist. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Friday. And we're excited.
48.
Hey, it's also April 5th.
What?
People were born today.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know.
Going with the chicken song if you get it right.
Fine.
You just didn't do justice yesterday when you actually got one right. It made me sad.
Yeah, I just didn't want to.
It wasn't as exciting.
Okay, for you.
Today's birthdays kind of suck. Can I be honest?
That's rude. That's rude.
Nobody cool was born today. That's
so
actually not true at all.
Okay.
There's a couple. But if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you, because you're probably cooler than everybody on this list.
Probably.
This person was a secretary for the state. He was Secretary of State.
Oh, it's a guy. Oh.
Oh, oh, whoa, whoa. Did you just get all, like, gender-ist on me? Because I said secretary and you automatically assumed
it was
a girl?
Definitely.
Oh, wow. That's so genderist of you. What's the word I'm looking for?
Sexist.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. No, it's like when you're like, Oh man, males are superior and women are secretaries. And
oh,
it's
not a guy, so it's not chauvinistic.
It's like, what's the word? I think it's sexist.
It's not racist.
No, I think it's sexist. Okay. But speaking of that, former Secretary of State,
Colin Powell.
Shut up! Oh. How did you get that?
It's the only person I know. It's the only person I know that has any name that I know of in there.
Wow.
Seriously. That's all I know.
I'm already impressed.
And what's the girl, Condoleezza, what's her name? Condoleezza.
Oh, come on. You rock it with Chinese food.
Chopsticks. Condoleezza chopsticks.
That's it.
Condoleezza wasabi. Condoleezza soy sauce. Condoleezza rice.
Rice.
It's rice.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. It's also really tasty with Indian food, too.
Okay.
Like East Indian food.
Yeah.
I love that rice.
With some curry?
I want Indian food today.
Boy, that's what I was
with, like, naan, like the bread, and like chicken magni, like the butter chicken. Like,
yes.
Oh,
anyway.
So hungry. Colin Powell, how old is he?
72. 73, I'm sorry. He's 71.
He's 76.
Dang it.
I'm so stoked that you were doing well. Okay, he invented something.
Alexander Graham.
Nope.
He invented. What did he invent?
That's it. That's all he's done.
Inventor?
He's an inventor.
Dang it.
It's like a scooter, but not because it's got two wheels and you like.
A motorcycle?
No, it's like.
Oh, Segway.
Yes.
I don't know who invented the Segway.
You don't know Dean Kamen? Kamen?
No.
Camden? Dean?
No.
You don't know Dean?
No. Happy birthday,
exactly.
Dean.
Exactly. Birthdays, they're terrible. How old is Dean?
We invented the Segway, so he's got to be at least 54.
Oh, 62.
Ah.
He's an inventor.
Oh, my gosh.
And older people at Walmart love him.
Oh, the wheelchair?
Close.
The
he invented, yes.
Okay.
It's called a powered mobility scooter. Yeah. And they just put carts on the front of them.
Is that the, I can go to the Grand Canyon?
I guess.
Thing, and they're like, I need a wheelchair.
His name's Alan Thyme. Thyme.
Time.
Time.
Like the
Alan
spice.
Time. Alan Time. His name's Alan Time.
No, it's Tool Time.
It's
with Valentine. Tim Allen.
Valentine. Valentine.
Valentine.
His real name is Allentime.
Wow.
It's Allentime's Day.
Well, you're not even saying it. You're saying it dumb if you say Allentime.
Allentime's.
It's Valentine's Day. Tyne.
How old is he?
60.
76.
Oh my gosh.
You were awful at guessing. There's seriously nobody cool on this
list.
Oh
my gosh, you're such a
Have
downer.
You ever seen The X-Files?
Yes.
He was on The X-Files.
David Duchovny?
Nope. Exactly. Exactly.
Who else besides Mulder and Scully were a part of X-Files?
Whoa. Assistant Director Skinner was on The X-Files.
Okay, whatever. I knew Mulder and Scully and...
Skinner? You don't know Skinner?
I'm pretty sure that's the
Walter
guy
Skinner?
From The Simpsons. Oh, what's his name?
The dude that plays Skinner. He was like the boss. He was like the balding dude. He had the glasses. He was like their boss.
I'm talking about The Simpsons.
I'm talking about the assistant director on The X-Files. His name's Mitch Pileggi.
Oh, okay.
It's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
How old is he?
81.
Really?
I'm sorry, he's 74.
Michelle.
He's 71.
He's 61. Man.
I'm sorry. The only person I can think of is the guy from The Simpsons.
Fine. Down to your level.
Is it Mr.
Now it's your time.
What's
his
name?
Yes, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns?
He's a rapper.
Dr. Dre.
He's a producer.
Snoop Dogg. LL Cool J. Ja Rule.
Nope.
Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Flo Rida.
No. He's like...
Tell me a song.
Creamy Skin. Hey, I'm cool. And everybody's like, I want to do a song with that dude because he just seems so chill. Because he's so cool.
Timbaland.
No, but that guy's like getting closer because he's like a really good producer. rapper, producer. And when he's on
song?
Something, you're like, oh, that's Pharrell Williams. I know.
Pharrell Williams?
Yeah.
Nope.
Really?
Really.
But you're like that kid that's supposed to know everything
about
rap.
Yeah, but who's... Who... What song?
How old is he?
He's 42.
He's 40. Wow.
Dang it.
Getting closer. All right, last but not least, and the only person on the list that I kind of am like, cool. Right on. Good job, you. She was in Captain America, the First Avenger.
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Oh no, just kidding. What's her name?
Captain America,
I was thinking
the first
of the... Avenger. I heard Avenger,
sorry,
and I went to the Avengers.
She was in Captain America.
That's it. That's all you have to say.
The first movie.
The first, number one. And guess what the next one's going to be called? Captain America 2.
No, it's called The Winter Soldier.
Called,
are you kidding me?
Called 2.
Bucky, you think he's dead?
Called
please.
2.
Please.
Oh, whoa. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Wait,
Peggy Carter.
I don't know who she is.
Haley Atwell?
No,
really?
I don't know who that is.
Man, I quit.
And she's 34.
No, come on!
35.
No, you're going the wrong way.
She's 30.
She's 31! Man!
You can't get mad at me. I'm switching this around again. I'm switching this around because you are no fun. At least...
Birthdays weren't that great today. Let's be honest. Whose birthday was it today? I mean, really?
Who the heck are these people?
Right. Look at all the other birthdays that I didn't even list because no one would know them. I listed the more recognizable birthdays. Unreal.
I don't know any of these people. Not one person.
You know
person
what? You can't win them
Colin
all.
Besides Colin Powell.
You can't win them all.
At least I got that one right. Like that
the
who
name?
He was.
Yeah, that's right. You actually got one name right today. Good job, you.
You can't play this. No, this is dumb.
Swinging for the fences. Come Monday.
I have a joke for you.
Oh, sweet.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
What did Jay-Z call Beyonce after he proposed to her?
What?
Beyonce.
Oh, man. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, all right, right around the corner, the championship match.
That's right. Hold on, I have one more joke.
Please.
What is Forrest Gump's password to his email?
Hold on. Forrest Gump. Well, you have to have a capital letter and then a lowercase letter.
That's not.
And then a letter and a number.
That's not. It's not.
So it's got to be box of chocolates.
No.
Life is like a box of chocolates. It's box of chocolates, but it's capital B, zero, because the O's are all zeros.
Stop ruining
B,
my joke.
B0X0FCH0. That's a long password. What's his password?
I'm not going to tell you.
Static!
Hey, so I got a joke for you.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
How do you organize a party in space?
How?
You plan it.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Fun Joke Friday. Static. Oh.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What is Forrest Gump's password to his email?
Well,
oh, my gosh.
What?
It's 1Forrest1.
Oh, man. So, see, there was numbers and letters in it. I was right.
March Madness.
Yes!
March Madness.
We all go into Madness.
March Morning Madness with Steve-O and Nish.
Here we go.
All right, March Morning Madness. Good morning.
It is time. Actually, we've been in the middle of this.
7:25. It's halftime, and you know, like any good halftime, they take it to the sideline reporters and they talk to the coach or one of the players to see how things are going. Halftime right now, House of Heroes taking on Mumford & Sons. Mitch, what's the score?
It is 16-13, House of Heroes.
House of Heroes. What?
To Mumford.
The David is stomping on Goliath.
Which happened in the Bible, so I don't know why we're so surprised.
It's pretty biblical. Right now, let's go to the sideline and talk to one of the players for House of Heroes. Got Colin Rigsby on the phone. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
Yeah, it's going well, man. So far, we've had a couple songs from Mumford. We've had Remember the Empire and If from you guys. How you feeling so far in this matchup?
You know, I'm intimidated, honestly. Those guys are... They're huge, and like I feel like everybody loves them. I was talking the other day about how they're like the new, they're kind of like the new Dave Matthews, where they just
oh,
like
yeah.
You don't understand why, not musically or anything. I think they're way better, but but like following wise, crowd wise, just everybody loves them. Like it's hard to find somebody that's, you know,
that's like, oh, those guys are awful.
Yeah, they just go everywhere and sell out all these places and just have a loyal following. It's cool. Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, good for them.
Good for them.
I mean, good for them, but we're still going to annihilate them.
Yes, that's the right attitude. There you go. So what's going on with House of Heroes right now?
Let's see. We're playing shows. We're playing a bunch of shows with Five Iron Frenzy, which has been a blast. And we're playing New York City next week, which I'm pretty excited about.
It's pretty huge.
And so we also have a new B-sides and like rarities and covers and remixes album coming out called The Knockdown Dragouts.
Dude.
Which are just all the songs that never made it on a record or were for something else or whatever. And it's a lot of fun. There's like 20 songs on it.
I can't wait to hear that.
I think the 20th or something. I just said it's coming out, but I can't remember.
You know, it's Friday.
End of April. On a Tuesday. I'll tell you that.
Website, where can people find more information about it?
They can go to thehouseofheroes.com or gotee.com, and then all the links are there. You can pre-order it right now and get a bunch of cool stuff.
Word. Colin Rigsby.
Nice.
You're the man.
We're thanks, fans. Guys.
You're at home, and I know you're probably enjoying family and wonderfulness, so I don't want to...
Yeah, I'm pushing down my French press right now.
Yes!
It's going to be a good morning.
Love it. Enjoy that. So, you know, Reese Roper recently, actually, on Facebook, made a comment that... you guys warming up in his dressing room was better than any music he's ever made in his life.
How does that make you feel?
He's a sweet guy.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great because, you know, I remember going to, I'm living in a house right now next door to a church that I saw Five Iron play at like three times, and it like had a major impact on me playing music. And so,
hey, Steve-O, why don't you tell me how many times you've seen Five Iron play?
I've never seen Five Iron play.
Oh. You never have? Oh, man.
Reese is a good friend.
Okay, he's not a good
friend. I know him as a friend, and I've never seen Five Iron ever.
You need to see them live.
That's
funny. The last time they played Albuquerque, Jack was like an infant. And so Chrissy came to the show to hang out, and we were hanging out with Baby, and we couldn't stay for his
couldn't stay.
It was like their farewell. So it was like their farewell show, you know. And it was like, I'm sorry, we have a baby, we gotta go.
Well, you have another chance now. I don't know how close they're coming to you, but
they're not. You tell them we're bummed. We actually talked to them about that recently, so.
All right. I'll
you make sure that. You tell them, though, we're still bummed. But
all right, I'll send you a bunch of pictures or videos.
See, this is one of Mitch's favorite bands. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
I traveled to Denver to see them.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. That's not too far from me.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like 6 hours, but still, it was also $200.
Did you
like
travel to Denver to see House of Heroes last time they came?
No, because they came here not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, of course they'll come back to Albuquerque. Oh, wait, no, they won't. Look at that tour.
Hey, come on. Give us some time. Give us 10 years, and then we'll do a reunion. We'll definitely
there
come
you go.
Back there.
Exactly. I love it. Colin, we love you, man.
Love you guys. Have a good morning.
We're hoping that you guys fare well. And it looks like so far the fans are speaking, and House of Heroes is taking it to Mumford. So
excellent. Everybody vote for us. Thank you. Love Albuquerque.
All right. There you go. Colin Rigsby, everybody. House of Heroes. It is the end of halftime. We're going to keep it going. This song rocks one of the greatest music videos of all time, in my opinion. It's called So Far Away, and I kid you not, one of my favorite videos. From any band ever.
When I saw this, I kind of shed tears.
No,
I was
you
like,
didn't.
Yeah, no, I'm not joking. I'm sitting at the reception desk. I used to be the receptionist, and I'm sitting at the reception desk like, oh, this is beautiful.
This is so good.
Who am I right now?
If you
now?
Get a chance, check it out. Thehouseofheroes.com for more information on all the happenings with House of Heroes. Getting back to it, the end of halftime. House of Heroes, God Save the Foolish Kings. Wow.
Okay.
Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch, and joined with us, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Was that the buzzer?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm kind of shocked.
I pressed refresh at 0.00.
Final round of March Morning Madness.
Are you ready?
The championship match. It came down to David and Goliath. I really thought it was going to be Amberlynn and Mumford fighting for the title, but House of Heroes coming on strong.
Yeah.
Final score?
They really brought it. Today's final score is 39 to 24. House of Heroes!
Yes,
dude. All right.
They brought
Congratulations.
It.
Yes. Congrats to our bros.
Oh, man. Everyone's pretty stoked.
You know what this means?
I hope so.
If they ever come to town, everybody who voted them as the greatest band on Static Radio better buy a ticket and support them so they actually come to Albuquerque.
That's right.
Yes.
As long as it's our show, because we can't promote other shows.
That's right. If it's somebody else's show, then...
then I just promoted it. Is that? Can I get fined for that? A future event that's not real?
Yeah, no, okay. You can't.
Good. That's
no, because you said if.
If.
If they come.
Yeah. So
they didn't say when.
They
when
really
they
aren't
come.
Booked. They're not booked for Albuquerque at this point. But yeah, Albuquerque's strange. The land of manana. And so unfortunately, funny. A lot of bands don't come through town because they do pre-sales for tickets. Yeah. And, well, the pre-sales are nothing. And most people are like, I'll get them later. I'll get them at the door. And then half the shows end up canceling or they reroute or something because other places actually do care and buy their tickets in advance. So, sadly, the rep of Albuquerque is not the best when it comes to bands coming through town.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't realize that it affected that. It affects some of the stuff that I do.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
but
it's
I
interesting.
I didn't know that was across the board.
It really is.
Because
you know,
as a youth pastor, when I was in the local church, I just knew that would happen, and so.
Yeah.
I could, like, if I had to get deposits in for a camp, I didn't get any money from kids. I just took it out of my budget and paid the deposits.
Wow.
So that I could reserve the spots. And I was at the place long enough where I could figure out within two or three kids, one way or the other, the number we're going to take to camp. So I could say, I'm going to pay deposits for such and such number and then start gathering money from the kids. But, and then I gave them incentives. You know, if you pay early, because it was mostly for the parents, if you beat this deadline, you'll get $20 off the total price.
And then
$10 off. And then after this deadline, it's full price. And our camps aren't that expensive anyway, but every little bit helps. And so that sometimes we'd get, you know, I'd get a flood of early registrations. And then right at the last minute, I'd add probably a third of our group that I would take would be a last minute thing.
Yep, and it really does affect things. So
it
if
does.
You love something, you should support it.
Pretty immediately.
Yeah. And you can actually check out how to do that with us at mystaticradio.com.
That's
We're a
right.
listener-supported station. And if you love it, you should support it. If it's something that you consider a daily part of your life, support it. And I'm not just talking about Static Radio. I'm talking about anything.
Yes.
Because... it's tough. It's really tough, especially when you're talking with friends who are in bands who, well, this album, because it only sold 12,000 copies instead of, you know, 15, you know, we got dropped from this label or that. That happened to Waverly in the very beginning. They had an incredible single. They sold 15,000 copies right off the bat, and they were excited and thought it was enough, and the record label said, yeah, but, you know, this didn't sell, and we didn't do this. No. Sorry, guys. Boom.
Yeah.
Dumped. You know, and livelihoods. And do we keep going as a band, or do we get real jobs because we have families?
Right.
And so, sadly, that's why you see a lot of bands break up. Because of lack of support. So, if you love something, support it. And you did come out and support, of apparently, the best band on Static Radio.
Yes.
House of Heroes.
That's right.
Now we're just going to finagle those guys out to Albuquerque because they
somehow were
just voted the best band on Static Radio.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh. Well, are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. I wasn't kidding you either.
Okay,
because we both said that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Apparently we have the same language.
I feel a little left out right now.
Sam, are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Are you kidding? You're seriousing me?
I am seriousing you.
Okay.
I am seriously seriousing you.
Seriously.
Okay.
What's the Easter Bunny's favorite breakfast?
Scrambled eggs.
Ooh.
No.
Little bunny foo-foo. I don't know.
No. Waffles.
No.
With a side of bacon. Maple syrup. No, not maple syrup. I take that back. Strawberries sliced in thirds and whipped cream.
Yes.
That's the answer?
Yes.
Oh,
from
okay.
IHOP.
From IHOP.
Oh, right. I just got it.
Oh, you're so slow.
Yeah.
You're not. I'm sorry.
Maybe
that was
we should
mean.
Bounce.
I was mad at you.
I love the way you set me up, Mitch. It's so great. We didn't even plan that.
That was, no, that's chemistry.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That is right.
It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, your 8 o'clock hour. The Echoing Green. Song's called Cry Baby. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning, just after 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Steve and Mitch hanging out with you and joining us in studio. Sam Swan from the Baptist Community Rex goes
hey.
With us.
Help
us.
Hey, thanks for...
How's it going?
That's great.
Glad to have you
You're
here
having
me.
Trouble with words.
Glad you're here. So, be
it was almost Yoda-like.
So,
glad you are here. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's good to have right. you.
Wake up. It's good to be
with
here.
With us in studio.
There you go. I knew you could do it. Someone who speaks for a living.
There you go. Static.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Right on. What can we do for you?
I have a joke.
Oh, of course okay. you do.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nuke.
Nuke who?
You.
Wow. Nuke.
Nuke who you?
Nuke
who? I don't get it. I have to think about that.
Who you? Nuke who you? Nuke.
I'm pretty sensitive about stuff like that with all the Korea stuff going on.
I'm a little nervous about that one.
So I don't know if I like that joke. That's messed up, bro. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
It's kind of late.
Hey, you know what, guys? Today, all they're going to be doing at LBJ is a spring test. So I said, you know what I mean.
Don't. Are you saying on air that you're skipping school?
You're ditching?
Nah. Don't worry, guys. You know what? I found out that half the school isn't even showing up.
Oh, dude, and that's good. You followed that half.
So if half the school were going to jump off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff, too?
Well, I would if half the school jumped first because there's a lot of padding.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Hey,
is
I hadn't thought about that.
Was that okay, sorry.
This just took an ugly turn. Ugly
are
turn.
You guys crazy this morning?
Nuke who?
You guys are hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Matthew from Albuquerque doing a report, a presentation at a school on the history of static radio.
Wow.
So is it on the history of static radio? Because we haven't been around for more than a year and a half.
Yeah.
It'll be 2 years in June. Or is it on the history of the frequency, 88.3?
Well, what I found is the history of 88.3 is frequency on your guys' frequency report on there.
Oh, okay.
So it has stuff about K-Lite and... Mm-hmm. Massive radio.
Well, Sam can actually tell you all about that. I actually haven't. I can Wikipedia it for you. That's probably what I'll do.
Well, I just remember the little bit that I was involved with.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, guys, as far as I got on my report yesterday at school was, well, I'm starting from, is it where you guys had it from, M88?
Yeah.
And I found out, like, there were six or seven original DJs starting. You know, I found that.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Yes.
These are good things.
Yes.
I can tell you all about the transition to static as well. I'll do that. How about that? How about I help you like that?
That would be good.
Boom. All right. I'll be emailing you, buddy.
Yes. The reason I asked you guys for the pictures is I can thank you guys properly for the help you guys have been giving me for this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, of course.
Matthew from Albuquerque, you got a joke for us today? It's Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, it's Fun Joke Friday? Oh, I forgot about that.
How could you?
Let's see. Fun Joke Friday.
Every day's Fun Joke Friday for him. Come on.
Let's see here.
Anything?
Nah, sorry. I just woke up 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
No jokes?
No jokes.
Fun Joke Friday.
I have a joke.
Don't bail him out.
I have a joke for myself.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's hear it.
Why did the muscle hide his iPad from his sister?
Why?
He was being shellfish.
What?
Shellfish. Muscle.
He was being shellfish. Muscle.
Muscle.
Oh, the muscle. I was thinking of like a muscle.
Oh, now I get that one.
I'm like,
Steve, I was picturing a bicep.
Muscle? I really
why
was.
Did the bicep
why
hide
did
the iPad?
Muscle? This is a weird one. really did.
And what can muscles really
I
have
really
sisters?
I didn't get it. I didn't
so
understand.
You have male and female muscles? Is
yeah.
that what you're talking about?
Well, I assume that the male was the brother was the bicep and the female was like the calf or something. Like it was like a nice calf
oh.
muscle.
I don't know. You might get some
emails
on that.
Okay, yeah, I get that joke right there, Steve. I get that. That's hilarious.
Just, you know. Thanks, Matthew from Albuquerque. Gosh. Can we play a request for you?
Song?
Yes.
Speaking of requests, I think it was one morning you guys forgot to take my request. I did calling Steve there at his desk. I'm like, let's see what's going on here.
No.
Wow. Really looking into things.
The humanity.
Okay, this morning, guys, if you could please play us, see. Steve-O, you guys have anything by Reliant K?
Yeah.
A few things.
Pick something from Reliant K for me, okay?
Got it.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you Monday. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
This one's from JD.
All right.
I hate shopping with MC Hammer. Dude never lets me touch anything.
I like that one.
I love that. That's
I
good.
I like that one.
Pick a Reliant K song.
That joke is too legit.
Oh, man. It's too legit to
quit.
Oh, where's my MC Hammer music?
Oh, I don't know.
Thankfully, I have none.
Can't find it. I lost it.
Wow.
Did it.
Man.
You're on a roll.
Well, it's because of the impending root canal.
Yeah, oh, this is true.
At 10 o'clock.
Oh, dude.
I'm going under the drill. Is that, or I'm doing something.
I guess. Pray for our friend Sam Swan here. Root canal.
Yeah.
I've never had a root canal
in
before.
In T-minus 2 hours.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
Whatever. That's like the dreaded thing. You know, I've never walked into a dentist and been afraid, but I went into the oral surgeon the other day to go get my consultation because I have to have all four of my wisdom teeth taken out. So,
dude, it's
look forward to that.
Easy.
I walked into the building and I heard, it's right. drilling and it's yeah. every fear that I've never had came flooding.
It's quick. It's painless. It's easy. Don't read the story on Yahoo yesterday. A guy died.
Oh my gosh.
From getting us wisdom teeth.
Oh my gosh. Why?
But it's okay.
Why would you do that,
dude? They said it's so rare. Super duper duper rare. It never happens. Like 1 in 7. So you're
it's like 20%.
You're good.
15%.
You're safe.
I'm just impressed that you did the math that quickly. not because you did the math that quickly.
1 in 5 is 20% there, buddy.
I got a D in math. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm impressed you was able to rattle off the percentage that quickly.
Not
several times. Several times.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Requested Reliant K now for Matthew, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Where does it lead to? Cold War Kids, Miracle Mile, Static Radio. Also heard from Reliant K right before that, and that's actually the tour that you can see.
Yes, for real. Both of them on tour together now.
Not in Albuquerque.
Not in Albuquerque. You will have to travel.
Yeah.
As usual.
That seems to be a theme. They're on tour together, but not in Albuquerque.
Reliant K came through here last time. Oh, what? Oh, they didn't sell out the show?
With House of Heroes? What?
Because we're Albuquerque. All right, cool.
How did that show not sell out?
Right.
You know, and I think there's more to it than that.
Yeah, well,
I think the population base has a lot to do with that. I mean, we're a pretty large city. I mean, think about this. In our entire state, we have almost 2 million people,
right?
Or a little over 2 million people.
Yeah.
Okay. So they go to Denver, which has 2 million people. So they're pulling from one area to Denver. In Phoenix, same thing. Phoenix has a lot of folks. So you bring in a band that's hugely popular in New Mexico, but only popular with 10,000 people.
That's true.
So then they come to Albuquerque.
Where were they for that concert?
And I know. But some of those people live in Hobbs, and some of them live in Silver City, and some of them live in Croesus, some of them live in Farmington, and some of them can't travel the 5 hours from Hobbs, 3 hours from Farmington to come to Albuquerque to see a show.
Right.
So we're kind of caught between this. We'd love to have shows, but we can't have shows because we don't have the population base to be able to have shows.
I like your thinking.
Sad. So sad.
And some of it has to do with, I realize,
day of the week.
Yeah, day of the week. And record companies make decisions based on pre-sales, like you were explaining to
Absolutely.
Me. And I get that, but they also don't, because they don't understand the way we operate.
Right.
That it's going to be better than they think it's going to be.
Yep.
So it's, you know, we're kind of stuck. So what we need is more people in New Mexico.
More people.
That's it.
We need cool people. We don't want just anybody.
All right, everybody, start procreating.
Yeah, no, I'm like, be fruitful and multiply.
Like a friend of mine says, if the good people keep having babies, because if the good people don't, the bad people will.
Yeah. So. This is true, actually. I just read an article that said that it's not going to surprise you
at all,
you know,
or
dealing
me.
With the youth. Between 2006 and 2010, 48% of women said they live with their boyfriend before getting married now. Everybody is shacking up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's deciding
no
that they.
Way.
Yeah, I know. That's up from 43% back in 2002, 34% in 1995, but 75% of women 30 and under say that they have lived or currently live with their partner outside of marriage.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easier that way because if it didn't work out, then they just move out and start all over again with somebody else.
I guess, right?
Rather than, you know, being committed to...
Right, but here's the thing. When I wasn't a Christian until I was 18 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I was almost 19 at the time, and it was a surprise to me that I was no longer allowed to live with my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, wait, why?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what?
It has, in the world's view, that has become the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It
was never explained to me that it was not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whoa, I didn't sign up for this, what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, so, okay, for
wait,
real?
There's rules to this?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, and sadly, unfortunately, because of that, most people will go, all right, this is too hard. I mean, that's like Jesus squared up and said, hey, guys. You guys going to roll? Because most people just wanted some more bread and fish after the day before
right. mm-hmm.
when Jesus hooked them up with the loaves and fishes.
Right.
And it's like, but we want food. Yeah, I'm offering you like living food, like living bread. It's like eternal.
Right.
Yeah, but we're hungry now. What are you going to do now?
Right.
Yeah, and they even tried to barter with him. Yeah, but you know what? If you just show us that miracle, we will follow and believe.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you saw a miracle yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is hard. We're going to go get some food.
Right. Yeah.
And most of them walked away.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So.
Have you read the book, Not a Fan?
I need to.
By Kyle
You
Eilman.
Keep telling me.
You know, I've mentioned
I read
several
Gods
times.
At War.
Oh,
I
did you?
I've not read, yeah.
Okay.
I've not read Not a Fan.
I just got Gods at War. I hadn't read it yet. I'm looking forward to it. But
yeah, prepare to like lose half of your life
I'm sure.
in enjoyment.
I'm sure. Well, when I read Not a Fan, I could only read a chapter at a time.
Yeah,
and 1 week at a time because it took that time for both my eyes to heal because I felt like every time I read something, it was blacking my eyes with the truth that was coming out of it. He has great insight.
He really does. Kyle Eidelman wrote a book called Gods at War recently, and Parchments has it. And that's what it's about. It's that we are constantly in a state of worship and we are going to worship something and it what are these idols and you cannot break any commandment in all of scripture without first breaking that first commandment that you shall have no other God before you and it's all about the gods in our lives.
We did
a whole teaching series on it in our church actually.
I forgot you told me that.
I did the Temple of Pleasure, which was food, sex, and entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. The cool thing is every chapter basically begins with hey, these things in themselves are not bad.
Right.
Food's not bad. Sex is not bad.
Right.
In fact, it's really good.
Absolutely.
Entertainment, not bad. However, it's where your heart condition is with those things in your life. And so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude.
And even the book, Not a Fan, he talks about there's a lot of people out there that are fans of Jesus.
Right.
They really like what he does and what he what he's done and what he stands for and what he taught and all that kind of stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, they don't really follow him. And it's like that, like what you were talking about, the crowd, you know, when Jesus turned up the heat, the crowd got smaller.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We had a really great interview with J. Warner Wallace.
Oh, yes.
He's a homicide detective in LA, former atheist, he's a cold case detective, decided to take on the case of Jesus Christ as a cold case to try and weigh out the evidence and in turn became a Christian,
wow.
which was unbelievable. His book's called Cold Case Christianity, but we interviewed him and he had an illustration of a real life event that happened that caused him to start to look. And the very first chapter is talking about believe that versus belief in.
Oh, right.
And it was this friend of his, buddy of his, who was a police officer, pulled over a car, and next thing you know, The passenger of said car had a gun, and in that split second, he had to go from belief that his vest was going to protect him to believing in his vest protecting him.
Yeah.
Because you can say all day long that, yeah, this vest is going to do its job, and right. it'll take a bullet, and blah, blah, blah. But in that moment when you come face to face with that, one of two things happens.
Right.
You know, it fails, or you turn to believing in because you know, and how a lot of Christians, unfortunately, yeah, I believe that Jesus is God. Yeah, yeah, you know, died for my sins, blah, 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 blah. But we don't truly believe in him, you know, and so that there's some good books out there right now.
I think a lot of, along with that, I think a lot of times we want to we accept the things that Jesus does for us,
right,
and has done for us, and you know, eternal life, redemption, restoration in a relationship that God intended from the beginning. Those are all great things, and He did all those things for us,
mm-hmm.
but we don't actually receive Him,
right?
You know, it's
yeah.
He's given us Himself.
Yeah.
And with Himself comes that other stuff.
Yeah.
So we receive Him, and as a benefit of receiving Him, we get eternal life.
Right.
And it's a subtle difference. It's a subtle difference. And I'm not saying we shouldn't say that, you know, you get eternal life. I'm not
right.
saying that at all.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I think that some people have just kind of misunderstood the whole concept of receiving Him.
Yeah,
God gave us Himself, and all that other stuff comes as a result of His incomprehensible love that He has showered on us.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of an interesting thing. I love that. Kind of stuff. Love that stuff.
Good conversations.
Yeah,
we didn't even talk baseball today.
I know.
You gotta go.
I gotta go early because I gotta go have my roots canaled.
Yeah.
Is that the proper way to say that?
I
My apologies
so.
To all the dentists
yeah.
out there.
Be praying for Sam today. Going to get a root canal at 10 a.m., so make sure you have them in your thoughts and prayers.
Pray more for my pocketbook today.
Dude, right?
Even with insurance, it's pricey. But hey, I'm blessed. I've got a good job.
Good attitude.
I got a good attitude. I got, you know.
Just crappy teeth.
Willie. That's exactly right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel even worse about what a root canal. I brush every day, twice, three
Dude,
times sometimes.
The worst part is most dentists, like, I remember Jack, Jack and Luke, they went to their first dentist appointment. They brush their teeth the exact same way, you know, and Luke goes in there and it's like, no cavities,
right
on, cool. And I'm like, oh, good, good, good. And then Jack goes in and it's like, I'm sorry, can we talk to you? Does he just constantly eat sugar? What are you feeding him? He has multiple cavities. I'm like, he brushes his teeth every day in the same way as his brother. I don't know. No, well, you know, and like almost attackingly against the parents, like we care more about our younger one and because he's got good teeth, and it's like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Thanks for making us feel like jerks. Oh, only $900. Thanks for not ripping us off big time.
Oh my gosh.
While you're insulting us.
Exactly.
Sweet.
Exactly. Insult to injury.
Dude, love it.
Yeah.
It's got to be where
apparently,
that term came from.
Apparently, even for those people who have really, really good dental hygiene, there's bacteria and stuff.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do, you're going to get lots of cavities. In fact, the guy, when they were doing my exam the other day, he goes, you have a lot of amalgamations.
What is that?
I don't know. I felt insulted.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, why don't you tell me I'm fat, too? I work out. How can I have an amalgamation? I run all the time.
Yeah. This may
and
surprise
then I,
you.
Then I realized that's a dental term for filling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why couldn't he just say, dude, you got a lot of fillings? But he goes, Mr. Swan, you have an abundant amount of amalgamations.
You should have said,
in your
you.
Oral cavity.
Thank you. I'm blessed.
I'm like, dude, I got fillings in my teeth.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I love it.
But I learned a new word.
Yeah. Amalgamations.
I'm going to try to work that into a sermon somehow.
Please do.
Yes.
Epic.
Do you have all these amalgamations? And you don't know what to do with them.
And you don't know what to do with them.
Well, Matthew chapter 6 says.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Next Friday?
Hey, next Friday.
All right, guys.
Next Friday.
Perfect. All right. We will be praying for you today, man.
Oh, hey, thanks. I appreciate
that. Sucks. Root canals, no bueno.
It'll be all right.
So, all right. On the way, got some Death Cab for Cutie to get you there. Same state, sons and daughters. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Citizens.
No,
you're so gross.
Good morning.
Ugh. Why would you shove that entire burrito in your mouth right before we go on air?
I had 45 seconds. I thought I could get through it, but no. It's just carny, bro. It's like in my throat.
Your eyes are really watering. Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
8:41 now. It is Friday, which means Fun Joke Friday.
That's right.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Static.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
How's it going, child of mine?
Good.
I need to get a theme song. I should get some Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Yes. For every time you call.
You should.
Radioactive?
You want Radioactive?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
To be your theme song?
Yeah.
You didn't get the Sweet Child of Mine.
You don't get to pick your own theme song, though. I mean, that's not how it works. We got to pick it for you. But if you want Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, I could probably work that out.
Okay.
All right.
He's like, cool. That's exactly what I want.
So you got jokes?
Yep.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Okay, ready, go.
Why did Mickey Mouse fly up into space?
Why did Mickey Mouse fly up into space?
Yeah.
Why?
To find Pluto.
Oh.
Yes!
I guess.
Get it? Do you get it?
No, yeah, because this is dog's name, and it's also a planet's
name. It's not a
planet.
So
that's why. Oh, yeah, sorry. No,
and Luke has a joke.
Oh, good.
Here.
All right, thanks, Gil.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, buddy.
What did the horse say when he fell down?
What?
I can't giddy up.
Oh, it's the best. You guys have more. You have way more jokes.
You guys have so many jokes. Do you have any more to tell?
No.
No, you don't want to tell any more jokes? Are you just really doing one a week?
What is that joke about the woman with the longer leg?
Oh, man.
Okay, I'll tell that one. What do you call a girl with one leg longer than the other?
What?
Eileen.
Seven years old, everybody.
Woo!
I love you, Luke.
Love you too, Daddy.
You tell your brothers and your mama I love them too, all right?
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
Okay.
All right, bye. Good kid right there.
The best.
I love my family, dude. So you and Kelly came over on... So I just ended the music abruptly.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
You guys came over on Tuesday for some din-din, you know. You guys finally back in town, and we were excited to see the Bransfords.
And your new house.
And you and Kelly were inundated with...
Yeah, no, I walked in there. Hey, Mitch, can I tell you this joke. And okay.
Like 45 minutes, you two were stuck at the table.
There was a point where it was perfect. They're like, hey, Mitch, let me tell you this joke. And I was like, 1 second. Because you guys were actually talking to me at this point. I'm like, 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm all yours. Go. Yeah.
They have a lot of jokes.
Yeah, no, they're good,
Fun
too.
Fun Joke Friday, they live for calling in for Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or give us a call. Static.
Hello.
Shendo.
What's going down this Friday, man?
Oh, you know. It's Friday, man. I'm excited.
Yes, so am I. We're going to go catch a flick today, man.
Nice.
What are you going to see?
I don't know. What's out, man? I really didn't check yet. What's going down?
That new G.I. Joe's out. I haven't heard anything about it.
Anybody see me?
Jurassic Park in 3D.
Is it out?
That's what I hear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Part one in 3D.
That is Matt Lott from House of Heroes' favorite movie of all time.
I'm going to go see it in 3D today.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
I think I'm going to go see Scary Movie. What about that one?
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Those movies are stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. I got a joke.
All right.
So we're not on the air, right?
Yes, oh, we are.
I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Don't do that, poor boy.
Hey, you guys might have already heard it, but I'm not sure. I'm sure you have because you're into superheroes.
Okay.
So why did the superhero flush the toilet?
Why?
Why?
Because it was his duty.
Oh. I'm so glad that's not
all right, guys. Have a good weekend. Love you guys.
Right, love you, bro. Enjoy Jurassic Park or whatever you're going to go
he
do.
He doesn't know how much he scares us.
You should go see
us.
Jurassic Park. I know, right? I'm like,
What? Why?
Oh, the Croods came out. The Host came out.
Yeah, the Croods came out last week.
Host is that new flick from the chick that wrote the Twilight movies.
Ugh, unfortunately.
Olympus Has Fallen. That's out. G.I. Joe, some Jurassic Park 3D action. My kids really want to see that, but here's the thing.
What?
Well, It's Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. which when I was young, I loved that movie.
I loved it. Well, when you were... Okay, can we talk about what young means in this case?
When I was in high school and that movie came out...
You were like 15 or 16. You had to have been 15 or 16.
When I was
you were 16. It came out in 94.
When I was a freshman in high school and that came out... That movie
right?
was awesome.
How old
so I was old enough because it's PG-13. And they both, every time they see the trailer, they're like, please, daddy, please, please, daddy, daddy, please. And I'm like,
I watched it as a kid.
No.
I loved it. I was not afraid.
I haven't seen that movie in so long. I can't remember. Like, they're boys and it's dinosaurs, like, eating things.
Yeah.
I just can't remember if it's, like, bad.
There's little kids in the movie.
There's little kids in the movie.
Yeah.
Really? So that makes it better? Did you ever see Poltergeist?
Yeah, but I also saw Jurassic Park when I was really little. Because I was really little
there's
when the movie
kids
came
in the movie.
Out.
You know, there's a little kid named Newt in Aliens, right?
Oh,
and there's
I can't
no
watch that.
Way I'm letting my kids watch
I
that.
I can't
movie.
Watch it. What you just said made my stomach hurt.
What was that movie, Mama? There were little kids in that. I would not let my kids
Mama,
see that.
Come.
What else? The Sixth Sense, about a little kid. Definitely not letting them see that.
I didn't want to
see
that.
Just saying. Children of the Corn.
What?
It's about children. Not letting them see that. I could keep going.
Okay, you made your point.
Okay.
You made your point. And I'm changing the subject. Why,
all right.
Why was the calendar paranoid?
Hold on.
No.
He was having a bad day. He was having a bad
week. That was
week.
Good. Good. Why was the calendar paranoid?
Paranoid, anxious.
It was told its days were numbered.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Gotcha.
Atheists don't solve exponential equations because they don't believe in higher powers.
Oh, see what you did there. Yeah. All right. It is Fun Joke Friday.
Roses are red, violets are gray. I'm a dog.
Oh man!
Oh, it's the best. Thanks, TJ.
Yeah.
Did
TJ,
you hear?
Good
did
job.
You hear about the Italian chef who died?
Oh man!
He passed away.
Oh man!
He ran out of time. Here today, gone tomorrow. His wife is still upset. She's still not over it. We never saw such a tragedy coming. Ashes to ashes, crust to crust. There's not just mushroom for Italian chefs today.
Wow. Wow. That was, like, intense.
Thank you, TJ.
TJ, good job, bro. Fun Joke Friday. Get him in now. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. I've got to take a quick break. Coming right back. More jokes, some Alabama shakes, and Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. In the middle. Hawk in Paris. Freaks. Static Radio. Good morning. That one going out to Thebes. Actually, that one going out to Maple. Yeah. She wanted to hear it.
And
thought
so
we'd play it.
So she just did.
9:05. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But more importantly.
What is more important?
Baseball season.
What?
None more important than this season.
Of course.
You've got Easter.
I've learned a lot today.
Baseball.
I've learned a lot today.
Yeah?
That when you were referring to we or us,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about the Angels.
I am.
And when Sam Swan is talking about we or us, he's talking about the Cubs.
Good job!
And when I'm talking about it, I don't know what I'm talking about. When I say we or us, I'm like talking about me personally.
Well, I won't get all crazy sports on you. However, with baseball always comes crazy superstitions.
Yeah.
Superstitions.
Superstitions?
Superstitions.
Superstitions.
There's some interesting ones. I actually found a list of some of baseball's best superstitions in major leagues.
Do you have any that you kind of like don't want to admit to participating in, but you do?
Like in life?
No, in baseball that you're like, oh, like
when I actually
for basketball,
played baseball.
For basketball, like it got crazy with the Lobos whenever they're doing the free throw.
Oh, you have to, yeah.
You have to do that.
And then,
woof.
Yeah.
If they make it, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to do stuff like that. Or if like the other team is doing it, you have to do the no.
Right.
So we learned a lot, but I felt like if I didn't do that, that was the reason that they didn't make it or the reason they did make it.
If I'm watching a game and the Halos start to lose and I'm wearing like gear, like a hat or a jersey or anything of the kind, I'll switch it up. I'll change. I'll do different things. I really will. I'll move positions on the couch. I'll stand. I'll pace. Whatever.
Is that just out of anxiety?
Dude, if I'm watching the game and we're winning and then Chrissy comes in and she starts watching the game and we start losing, I make her leave.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not joking. Or if she's watching and I come in and all of a sudden the other team like hits a home run or something, I'm like, I'm out. Tell me what happens.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not being funny.
It's really funny though.
Superstitions in sports. And it's not just sports. We have these quirky little weird things we do. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Want to know if you got any weird, crazy, wacky things that you do. You said off air.
Yes. Whenever I go through a light, if it turns yellow, double tap the windshield.
That's so weird.
If it's yellow and I'm already going through it and it turns red and I've kind of already ran the red light, triple tap.
Actually, did you know that as long as your front two tires are in the intersection,
whatever,
when it's yellow, even if it turns red, you're not running a red light.
You're not changing.
You're in the intersection.
The fact that it turned red while I was in the intersection, I now have to triple tap the windshield. Wow. I used to be...
You can't double tap a triple tap.
I just did. I do. So here's another thing that I used to be crazy about. It was really difficult for me to break this.
Okay.
I used to kiss the clock at 11:11. Like that. Because it's for good luck. And
really?
Yeah, I didn't like...
For good luck?
I didn't like with my lips kiss the clock. It was like...
You blew a kiss to the clock.
No.
At 11:11.
And it got to the point where I was like, just in case... I have to do 111, 222, 333, 444, 555. And so whenever that, I had to. It was weird.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You nailed that one.
And I definitely,
what do you do on November 11th when it's like 11:11 all day? You're like, just a day. I don't know what to do. Yesterday was 4-4.
Oh, I was freaking out.
Thankfully, you didn't like just run around. Blowing kisses everywhere. Weirdo.
Awkward at the high school.
Yeah. Hey! Right? Hey, Mitch, I'm here. What's up?
No.
So I got a list of some of the best superstitions in Major League Baseball. Chicago Cubs pitcher Matt Garza actually makes it a point to serve Popeye's chicken for the entire team prior to making a start. They pitch once every 5 days. So that means if you play for the Cubbies, you're probably going to get Chubbies. Because you're rocking the Popeye's chicken. See what I did there?
Yes, I
see what I... Okay. In the 1920s, Pirates outfielder Kiki Kyler batted third in the lineup, period. Like, that was his superstition. Sadly, it prevented him from moving up to the number two spot when the Pirates manager Donnie Bush wanted him to, and it was enough for him to get suspended from the team just before the World Series, which they lost to the Yankees. And he was traded to the Cubs that November.
Wow, all because of his superstition.
All because of a superstition. Frank Viola, arguably the best pitcher in Minnesota Twins, throughout the 80s. Anyways, after noticing that he won all of his decisions during the 87 season, in which a banner reading Frankie Sweet Music Viola was spotted, Viola reached out to the fan upon learning he didn't have World Series tickets, provided the fan with the tickets to his starts in Game 1 and 7, both of which he won en route to winning a ring and MVP honors.
Oh, my gosh.
That's some superstition, bro.
Yeah, I'd hate to be that person. Like, oh, my gosh, please win.
What? Please win. Please win. Please win. My sign, I'm here. please don't lose. Please don't blame me. Please don't blame me.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Crazy superstitions. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Apparently, some people believe a pregame meal can actually mean the difference between a subpar performance and an all-star outing. Derek Holland, he plays for the Texas Rangers, who the Halos are playing today at 12:05. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Well, even with... I'm so excited for you. I totally skipped over that.
That's okay.
Thinking about other superstitions, I was in drama, which means that you can never say certain things before a show or do certain things. Like, we can never say good luck... before the show.
Oh, yeah. You have to say break a leg.
No, we couldn't say break a leg where I was from because someone really did break their leg.
Oh.
During Macbeth.
Oh, you can't say Macbeth.
Right.
Or something like that.
I felt weird saying Macbeth even if I wasn't in the theater.
So dumb.
And.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Superstition.
No, when they did Macbeth, somebody broke their leg and cut off their finger.
Stop it right now!
Yeah. During the sword fight. And it wasn't even a real sword.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is Friday and time for traffic.
Oh, awesome.
We were just on the page.
Sorry, it wasn't refreshed fast enough. The road is closed due to construction on Jefferson Street North at Osuna. There is also same construction work. Unsert I-40 and right lane is closed on Eubanks South between Montgomery and Osuna. No accidents to report.
There you go.
Bet you like the traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone numbers 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is baseball season.
That is right.
And some really weird, wacky superstitions that come with it. Got any crazy superstitions or quirky things that you do? I can't believe you still do that. You still tap the windshield and yellow lights?
No, it kind of stopped when I started dating Kelly, because I do it and he just like hit the roof, like just like making fun of me. I was like, shut up. It was like,
it's
like
your husband
out
so
of
much.
Habit that I would just do it and he would just make fun of me. And so
these are good things.
No,
this makes me happy.
Whatever, you kick your wife out of the room.
Hey, you know what? It's important to see Angels baseball game going on, all right? And if she's causing them to lose...
And it makes such... Of course, she's
causing... got to go!
Yeah, it's not their inconsistency.
Just saying.
It's her walking into the
room. Just saying.
Of course.
12:05 start. I'll be there. Rocket Boys now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Trent Dabbs follows suit. Static Radio. Good morning.
I'm so happy it's 9:33.
It's Friday. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. I was reading this article. I seriously just had to do this. You've seen the Seinfeld episode with the Costanza wallet, have you? Never?
Nope.
Okay. I don't actually watch Seinfeld. I never really did.
Okay.
That was one of the few that I know about because I've always been told I have the Costanza wallet.
What is that?
That's when your wallet is so big you can barely close it because it's so full of receipts and...
Check this out.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That... Whoa, dude.
It's fat. And if there's no money in... Oh, there's $2. Check that out.
That is ridiculous. Okay. I'm glad that we're bringing this up. I have a list to help everyone out here today. It's a way to detox your wallet. Because, dude, that's going to hurt... Well, you don't put it in your pocket.
No.
It would hurt my back. I'd have to put it in my front pocket, and then finally I just decided, you know what? I gotta detox my wallet. They go everywhere with us. They get weighed down. You get stupid pieces of paper, ticket stubs, receipts, discount cards, whatever. But detoxing your wallet, not as simple as like turning it upside down and, you know, dumping everything out.
No, you gotta make sure you know what you're throwing away.
Here is a list of ways you can actually reduce the crap in your wallet.
How dare you?
Dude, it's all clutter, let's be honest.
You don't know that.
Oh, really?
You don't know
Would
that.
Would you allow me to go through your wallet right now?
Yeah.
On the air?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, give me your wallet. We're doing this.
Okay.
Okay, number one, out with the waste of space cards. That's the first thing they say.
How dare you?
They say, see you to the cards. All right, I'm opening your wallet.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You have, let's see, the power of, that's actually a...
Yeah.
That's actually real.
Yeah.
This is your debit card then?
Yes.
Okay. You have a Pray For Us Awaken card.
Yeah, that was...
With the Millers in it.
That was before
with
they
the Millers
left.
On it. Oh, okay. And that's helpful. When's the last time you actually pulled out this card and prayed for the Millers?
Not when I used that card.
Okay, so I'm pushing that to this pile. All right. What is this white blank piece of paper?
It's my voter's
your
card,
voter registration
yo.
Card.
Don't you dare.
What?
I didn't know if you're going to read off what it says.
Your name or your address?
Oh, well, neither are correct anymore.
Oh, okay.
They're all...
Registered Democrat.
Oh, my gosh!
Really? Do you need this?
Yes!
We went and voted. Did you pull it out of your wallet when we voted together? Because I was with you when we went and voted for the president. Did you use it? Did you pull it out of your wallet? Okay, that's going in this pile.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's see. Witch, buy 10 sandwiches, get one free. When was the last time you were at Witch?
When I saw the Lobo game.
Uh-huh.
With San Diego.
Uh-huh.
That's the last time I...
Okay, if you buy 10 sandwiches, you get one free. One, that's stupid, because how many times are you going to actually buy a sandwich there?
At least eight
okay,
more times.
That's going in that pile. Bank of America card, you probably need that. I'm going to say you need that.
Okay.
United Concordia, that's your dentist card, and for you and Kelly, you obviously need that.
Yes.
This is actually Kelly's card.
No, no, that's mine.
Oh,
see
it's
how
got,
my name
okay.
is on there?
Yeah.
That's mine.
All right, that goes in the good pile. That goes in the stay. Okay, over here we've got...
I think that's CYFD.
Yeah, CYFD. You probably need that, right?
I need that.
Okay. Do you need Mike's business card from Apple?
Yeah.
Do you need that?
Yes, because sometimes I need to talk to him about my phone.
You don't have Google? You don't have Google?
Whatever.
You can't, like, Google
he gave me his card.
It's going
How
in that pile.
What are you doing?
Do you really need that business card? Do you really need that business card?
He handed it to me on a
Wednesday.
Have
you ever looked at that business card before?
If he's listening right now, he's so happy I still have it. It's been years.
Do you need Rebecca's Incorruptible Beauty business card?
No.
Okay. All right. Aspen Project, do you need the card? Because it's got Monica's name on it?
Yes.
Okay. Social Security card, do you need that?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. You carry your Social Security card
Why
in your
are you
wallet?
Telling the whole world?
Wow. Okay, next up. Let's see. SoPo card, have you ever used this?
I think it still has $5 on it.
Wow. Okay, I guess I'll keep that in the stay pile. You have an Anthro card.
Yes, I need that.
Is that a gift card?
No, it's my card.
What is this for?
I can't spend any money on it. It's like literally for discount.
It's like a,
I'm a member.
When was the last time you were at Anthropologie?
2 weeks ago. I bought a pasta jar.
All right, it'll stay. It'll stay. You have buy eight frozen yogurts and your next one's free.
It's in this pile. That goes in
You've
this
used one.
That goes in this
one.
Pile.
Okay, let's go in there. My Smileage from Menchie's.
You can put
It's a Smileage card.
Yeah, you can put it in this pile.
That's going in this pile.
You can put that.
Oh,
in this pile.
Oh, buy 10 smoothies, get one free. Are you kidding me right now? That's going in this pile to throw away.
You can put that in this.
Oh, wait. Buy 10 Kiva juice, get one free.
I you keep have, all those cards.
You have one of those. Oh, look, another buy 10 smoothies, get one free.
And I can add it together.
Wow, now you have a grand total of 4. That's getting thrown away, too. Okay. Driver's license. Wow, look at that photo. Did you not know you were going to get your driver's license?
You are so mean.
Okay. And your insurance card. Okay, those can stay. All right, so let's see. We just cut your wallet size in half already just on stupid buy 10, get one free discount cards.
So do I get to have to
throw that pile in the trash?
I have to throw it in the trash.
Right now, throw it in the trash. Michelle.
I can't do that.
Michelle, throw it in the trash.
I can't. You're giving me anxiety.
Michelle Bransford, throw that pile in the trash.
This is not fair.
You said I can do this. You said.
Can you make sure I put my Social Security card behind?
Okay, so I'm
going to
make sure that these cards go together. Okay.
Okay.
These cards, these are your, like, dental and, you know, all those cards. Those are important. I'm going to put that one right there.
Okay? I know how hoarders feel now.
All right, okay.
This is awful.
You've got, what is this?
Those are keepsakes. You cannot
keepsakes?
Throw those away.
Keepsakes?
Okay, that's for my wedding dress.
Oh, okay. Wow. You need this in your wallet?
No, I just don't. And that's a letter, so you can't throw them away. That's from Dominic.
Hey, cool. That's pretty great. All right.
No, that's a letter.
It's a letter. I won't read it. What is all... Okay, I don't have time. We'll run out of show trying to go through your wallet. Okay. That was literally just step one. Waste of space cards. Time to say bye to all your shopping carts, people. Mitch just had 7 buy 10, get one free cards that had a stamp on it.
I think
all right?
You're lying. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh.
Here's
six.
The thing. Those
okay,
cards,
seven.
They want you to spend more in their shop. It's like, hey, spend $100.
Yeah,
we'll give you a free $4 smoothie.
I don't go there just because I want to fill up the card. I go there because I'm like, oh, that would be nice once every other month. Oh, I totally have this card.
Uh-huh. Static.
Hi.
Morning.
I have another joke.
All right, I want to hear it.
Why is TJ short for pajamas?
Why?
Because they were named after peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh my gosh.
That was
like bananas and pajamas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What? Static!
Good morning. This is Sunny. I've been calling you guys like crazy lately.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's
hi,
up?
Sunny.
You should see my purse. If you
need to detox your purse, bro.
You know what? I have everything compartmentalized into its own little mini purse.
Yeah, me too. Like, I have receipts all in my wallet.
Dude.
I just don't
all
need
my
them.
Business cards are in a little business card compartment. And then I have, like, a beauty side. So I have all my makeup in a makeup bag, all my lotions and all that stuff. And then I have a business side that has all my business cards.
Here's what you guys need to get. the number one punch card you need to get is the chiropractor card, because all the visits you're going to be doing with your 27-pound purses. This is ridiculous.
I have a chiropractor because I need it, and my purse probably does weigh 27 pounds. I've tried to size it down, and I can't do it.
Do it.
I have an issue.
Oh, all right, no, Sonny, you need to pay attention over the next 5 minutes. I'm going to give you guys the way to detox your purses, okay? You can do it. I believe in you.
I need therapy.
Yeah, I'm not doing very well.
You just come into the studio and let me take it away from you like I just did with Mitch, because I got half of her cards out of here.
I hear Mitch is paying, and I can't get rid of all my punch cards.
Yes, you can.
You get something free at the end. You get something free.
Exactly.
Let me just save you guys the money right now. They say, hey, all you have to do is buy 9 more smoothies, and we'll give you a free one. So what you're doing is spending like $45 more to get a free $4 smoothie.
I'm going
to
buy those smoothies
anyway. Throw the stupid card away, because you're not, obviously. You have like 3 punch cards in there with one. One.
You probably don't believe in sales either, do you?
Oh, dude. Dude, 20% off still means you're spending 80% of your cash you don't need to spend.
Okay, but I'm going to buy it with or without that card.
You're the reason these cards are invented. So they.
Hold on. I have to call you out on something right now,
Here we go. Thanks for the call, Sonny.
I love the Subway punch card. Remember that?
That was in high school.
Yeah, but you had them, and you got this free 6-inch at the end of spending 12.
I did a lot of foolish things in high school that I now regret.
Yeah, but if they were here now, you would have one.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would, because you go to Subway often.
No, I do not!
Well, yeah-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh.
Man, static.
Hey, Mitch, are those cards even valid?
Right.
Yes,
Half of them are not.
You don't know that.
Thank you. There is no expiration date. I'm just saying. Thanks for the call.
Zero expiration date.
Detoxing your wallet. Here it is. Waste of space cards. Gotta go. Get rid of them. Mitch, give me those cards. I will throw them away for you if you cannot. Number 2, no more useless paper, Michelle. Your wallet is like full of papers. Go through your wallet or your purse, take out all the old receipts and ticket stubs you don't need anymore. You don't need the ticket stub to the third time you saw Les Mis, okay? Throw it away. And if it's in there, it's in there! Throw it away! You actually really have a ticket stub to Les Mis in your wallet! I was being funny! Give me the ticket stub right now.
I threw it away!
Do the same with all the little bits of paper with telephone numbers on them. It's 2013. Put those phone numbers in your smartphone and throw the piece of paper away! For the love of God!
You don't know what you're talking about.
Number 3. Photos. Keep them to a minimum.
Oh, I found another punch card.
Give me that punch card. One. You have one. Every card has one.
I can't take her back.
Oh, man.
It was for a dog service.
It's great to have a photo of your loved one, but you don't need a wallet full of photos.
What do they say about this?
Give me that. Those are for your smartphone, all right? Smartphone. Fantastic plastic. Now here comes the hard one. Time to remove any excess plastic you have in your wallet. If you have a Best Buy credit card and a Sears credit card and, for Mitch, an Express card and this card and that card.
This is the only card that I have that I shouldn't have.
Those aren't excessive. Your debit card. That's good.
No. This is credit card.
Oh, give me that. I'll cut it in half for you. Save you some time.
I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. How dare you?
Consolidate your debts on something. Actually, cut them in half.
I hate credit cards.
And no, I do not own any credit cards. If you're saying, yeah, but you... No, I don't. I don't own a single one. Not even like, yeah, but this one's for emergencies. No, that's what an emergency fund with cash is for. Stash your cash neatly. In your case, you know, we work in ministry. You have $3.
No. I have $2.
Oh, sorry, 2. It looks like 3 because it's folded in half.
It's 2.
Which is not neatly displayed. They say... Roll it straight out so you don't hurt your back, bro.
It doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go through my receipts now.
Here's the thing. Coins. Use them up.
Don't keep
a big old stash of coins in your... You're doing good. That I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You're doing a little better.
I spend all
Mitch,
my money.
Do you see how much? Look at how thick this is. This is like half an inch thick of just random extra cards you didn't need in your wallet.
You have no idea.
I'm just trying to help you out, bro. Static!
Well, I know I'm running late, but are we still doing superstition?
We were talking. No, we can. We're
can
talking
we?
About Mitch's wallet right now. We were talking wallets in general. Do you have? Do you go open your wallet right now? Do you have like any old pieces of paper from like 1947 that you just don't need anymore? Let's
no.
be honest. Do you have the thick wallet? Shane, you seem like the person that's like got it together, that it's all like concise and you've
oh,
got like...
Oh, he's the guy who's got it together. You know.
Well, he's a dude, for
I
one.
I know, but he's also very organized.
Yeah.
Just like-
okay, I'm just going to be completely honest. Not the case at all.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, you know what? I try to be, but no, dude, my social security's in my wallet.
So
I got all kinds of stuff that doesn't belong in there and there.
Mine is too.
Dude, detox that wallet, bro.
I see so many different businesses and people.
This
that I have every business card in the world in
here's,
my wallet. You can even close
deal.
It.
Here's the deal. Let me help you out. You own a smartphone for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
You take all those business cards, you input their information onto your cell phone, throw
right.
away the business cards. You don't need it. It's
see,
not
you've got it all handled, man. I'm just going to come over to your house and throw my wallet at you. You figure it out for me.
No, it's
I just
awful.
Did that with Mitch, and it's terrible.
It's
she's like going through
okay,
withdrawals.
Okay, let me ask you this. How many things did you actually get rid of?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 random cards in her wallet she did not need. Like punch cards. It was like, buy 10 smoothies, get one free with one punch card on it. She, 14 in my hand.
Mitch, can you be honest? I mean, are you ever really going to use those cards?
You know what?
In honestly.
I would have gotten a free, yeah.
She's getting splotchy and breaking out in hives, though, so I know
long?
She's like...
I bet you that card is confetti by the time that you get that free drink.
No, they're in good condition.
I bet you they are beat down. Are the corners, like, wearing? Be
honest. Oh, dude, all of them. It's disgusting. A couple of them, I don't even know
you
what store
you are never
going to
get a free drink from any of those places.
No, you...
Ever.
No, not anymore, but actually, I might if you buy... You
oh,
owe me
man.
A smoothie.
No,
I'll buy you
no.
a
that's
smoothie.
The whole attitude that got us all in trouble. To begin with.
There you go.
Yeah.
You
all right, go. Bro. Well, thanks, guys.
Love
later.
You, Shane. All right. Static.
Hey, so I say that we just take Steve-O's wallet and see what skeletons he's hiding in it.
Oh, you want to grab my wallet?
Sure.
Do you really do?
You
go ahead.
Have anything.
Go ahead. Let's see how we do. I like that challenge. Thanks for the call.
Where's your wallet?
All right, here we go. Can you?
Hold on. This is your wallet.
No.
This is your
that's
wallet.
That's not my wallet.
This is your wallet.
Give me my backpack. That doesn't count.
This is your wallet. No. I can't even.
My
I can't
wallet's
even
right here.
Sort through.
Dude, my
your
iPad.
Backpack.
I got my iPad in here. I don't know what you're
give
talking
me your
about.
Backpack.
I don't want
give
to.
Me your
my wallet's right here.
What is this?
Those are pay stubs from the last like 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't shredded them or yeah. I'm going to eventually. Give me that bag. Those are all just pay stubs. I promise. I just haven't.
Give me
I was
your
going
steps.
Through.
I'm not
going
to open them. I'm not going to look at them. Give me your pay
okay,
steps.
One. Oh, that's those are tickets from the Colorado Rockies game from this last summer. From last
what?
Summer. Those don't.
Give
I don't
me,
like this.
Give,
I said my wallet, not my
yeah,
backpack.
No, I'm talking about your dumb bag.
Okay,
what
hold
is
on.
All
hold
of
on,
this.
Let me get all this out.
From IKEA? When was the last time you were at IKEA?
When I was in Denver last summer.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, shut up.
What is all of this?
You're not supposed to fire back at me with, like, you know, anything
oh,
of intelligence.
My gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Two. This is out of control.
Uh-huh.
You were just yelling at Sunny to clean out her purse.
I don't know if she...
This is your purse.
We just moved. I was trying
no,
to...
No. No. There is... Stuff is dropping out of stuff. You have receipts in here. This is out of control. Okay, pay stubs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 pay periods.
So 10 weeks.
10
yeah.
weeks
yeah,
worth of pay stubs
yeah,
right
thanks.
There.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to take care of
what's,
it.
What's this? What's this?
Those are business cards I got when we were broadcasting live at the State Fair last September.
Oh, so Christopher Wynn really likes that you have his... Hey, and Fred Pohl also.
Shut up! You're not supposed to, like, backfire this on me!
What's this? A Denver Broncos schedule for 2012?
Yeah, that was when we were up in Denver last summer. I got that
yeah.
at the Broncos Stadium.
Yeah, of course. You needed this piece of paper for
right.
sure with all the game promotions
yeah,
on it.
From last
yeah.
yeah. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's another pay stub here. Let me take
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
take that.
Now 12 weeks worth
okay,
of pay.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What's thanks, John C. Jaramillo, for your New Mexico State Fair bank or business card.
Uh-huh. That was from the State Fair last year.
Yeah.
Come on, that's important.
Glad you have it.
Uh-huh.
And also Alan T. Martinez from the State Fair as
well. Yeah, exactly. Last summer.
Yeah. Ticketmaster, you have a ticket stub in here.
What is that for?
You went to go see Mumford & Sons.
Oh, that was for Mumford & Sons when I saw them at Red Rocks last...
Yes.
That was with my wife. Well, yeah, that was with my wife. That's one of my favorite dates we ever went on.
It's been in your backpack.
It's important to me.
Backpack.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Oh.
You said wallet. This is my backpack. It's okay.
Another ticket stub to Mumford & Sons.
Well, because Chrissy told me to hold your ticket, and so it's like, you know, it's special.
What the heck is this? Hold on. Oh, more stuff from last summer. All of your stuff from last summer is in your backpack.
Well, when we went and saw the Colorado Rockies play the Angels last year.
Did you really want to remember your experience at IKEA?
Oh, my IKEA receipt. Dude. That's where it's at, dude. Right?
How much did we spend? Money there.
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? That's nothing. My wife. Oh, dude. Stupid IKEA.
So receipts. This is just as bad as my wallet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is this?
Okay, so we gotta go because it's gonna take us 20 years to actually sort through.
You never used this.
Oh, dude. What the heck? I have a $100 gift card to Astro Zombies in my wallet?
Oh, my God. In your... Yeah.
In my...
I need this.
Wow! I'm going today! Dude, I just found a $100 gift certificate to Astro Zombies!
Angry. From your
For my birthday last summer!
Oh, my...
I didn't... Woo! I'm rich!
I didn't find
I'm
any
rich.
Of that in my purse.
This is why you go through your stuff, people.
Look, oh, wait, what's this?
I gotta go buy some comics.
More?
Oh, it's
14 weeks?
Yeah, that's another.
16
Oh, there's
weeks?
Another pay stub. Okay. All right,
Anything
cool.
Anything else in here?
Anything else?
Oh, here's $300 headphones that you never use. That's
hey,
cool.
I got... I never use those. I know I should sell them on, like, Craigslist or something.
And that's... You got a pen in here?
Okay, cool. Everybody gets it. I'm just as messy and I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite.
This is over.
Oh, okay. I can throw that away too then? All right, cool. Now I'm going to. All right, we got to go detox our wallet and our purse.
Celeste said do not get rid of the Witch card. Blasphemy.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to, so it's gone. All right. And if you miss any part of the show, you can podcast it at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We're out. We got to go detox everything now, apparently.
Got to
go throw a bunch of papers away. Go
detox the
shreds
tears
and stuff.
From our eyes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm a hypocrite. We have to go clean out our wallet and our backpack now. Okay?
Okay.
We'll do this together. This is ridiculous.
Oh, that was bad. Did you expect that?
No.
Neither did I. I am disappointed in you.
I'm sorry. My wallet's clean. Look, my wallet's nice
and
neat.
Because you threw it on
Look
here.
Maybe. Maybe so. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.